Well, welcome back to Season 9, Episode 7. I'm Hunter Logan, of course. That's why it's called Hunter Logan Unmiked. Now, I'm going to call this one, The Christian Country Countdown is Gone. And I knew before I even did it that I wasn't going to be able to do it. There was a reason. But I was going to attempt it anyway. See if I could find time to fit it in. Now, in a previous episode, I mentioned about how the Christian Country Countdown and the Hall of Fame were things that I was going to go ahead and sell because they didn't have value. We built up those things. But of course, I wasn't called to do the countdown. And I remember when the countdown started, and some of you know this story, because we've said it many times, but for those of you who might not, 10 years ago, I was in on a Saturday morning, which at the time was pretty rare. I didn't go in on Saturdays. And I got a phone call, rang. It was Steve Robertson. Now, I hadn't talked to Steve in, I guess, hardly ever talked to Steve. I knew who he was, but we weren't close or anything. And he said, "You might not." Yeah, I said, "I remember who you are." And he said, "Man," he said, "you might be okay with this. You might not. You might not even want to fool with it." But he said, "I used to do radio. And a friend of mine dropped me off a bunch of radio equipment, and I've been thinking about doing a countdown, a Christian Country Countdown." I said, "Wow." I said, "I've been praying about that, man, for about a year now for the Lord to send somebody to do it." I said, "I've been thinking we needed to do one, but I said, I'm on the radio so much that I knew I couldn't do it, and I didn't really have time to do it then, much less now. So I said, that would be wonderful." So we talked about it and prayed about it and figured out how we would do the format, everything, and it happened. Definitely a God thing. Now, when he decided that he couldn't do it anymore because of his health issues, then, you know, I knew that it was coming to an end. So I ended up getting a little frustrated about it. Not from him not wanting to do it, but some issues came up with the few folks that I'd reached out to for them to get it. And I'm just going to leave it at that. They didn't act right about it. Let me put it that way. We'll just leave it at that. But I said, well, you know what? I'll just go ahead and do it. But I should have known. From the time that I started to do it, it was a hassle. And then it got to where I just didn't want to do it. I was dreading doing it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it to begin with. But then I made myself do it. And it was just in the way of things. Because I'm not called to do that. I'm not called to do the Christian Country Countdown. Now, it's true that, you know, we trademarked it, and because I didn't want there to be 30, 40 different Christian Country Countdowns, that was wise to do that. And we still own that trademark, so it's not gone away. In fact, just because we're not doing the show, we still post the top 10 every week. So we can still do that. That is not a problem to do that. And we will. But for me to sit down and try to fit in an hour show, I can't. It's not my calling to do that. And therefore, it's getting in the way of things. And plus, I just dread it. I'm like, I don't want to do it. So there was no need to continue for me to do it. And that's when I said the other day, I said it on the morning show, there's times when there are things that aren't bad, but they're just not for us to do. It doesn't mean they're bad things. We're just not called to do those things. And when we're not called to do them, we shouldn't do them. Now, I've learned that lesson over the years. Thank goodness I remembered it before I went too far deep into it. Now, the Lord may send someone to do the countdown. After a while, Steve might pick it back up. Or he might send the right people that might take it and do something with it for the good of Christian country music. All I know is that I am not on a mission to save Christian country music. In fact, I don't even know if it can be saved. Not that it's lost. I'm just saying, I don't know if that thing's ever going to become a genre of any kind. I really hope it does one day. But I've wasted too much time on it. I really have. I'm going to continue to play Christian country music here at HLE Radio. Because that is what God has given me to reach the lost. One of the things. That's one of the things that He's given me is the radio station to play Christian country music. And I'm going to continue to do that. I don't see Him taking that away anytime soon. That's going to continue to go. He has added things to me. Like giving me my artistry back. So I can write and sing. And He's given that talent back to me. He never took it away. He just kind of kept it quiet for a bit. So, just another tool in the toolbox. So I will continue to do that. So I will continue to press on with Christian country music. I am not here to define it. I am not here to mold it. I am not here for none of that. I am simply here to reach the lost. All I want to do is see some souls get right and find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That way, when I get to heaven, He can say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in." That's what I'm working towards. That's what I want to happen. I don't want to be caught short. I don't want Him to say, "Yeah, well, I gave you this to do and you just blew it off." Or, "I gave you this to do and you just ignored it." No. I want to use everything that He's given me that I have in my power. I do. And I will. And I believe that's why I've been writing so much. And all these songs have been coming out again. Well, they never really stopped. Although I have an album out right now, and I'm getting ready to release the second song off of it here in May, I already have the next album done. It'll be a year before it comes out. It won't come out until 2026. But it's done. It's already ready to go. And now I'm writing on stuff for 2027. Should He tarry? Who knows what He's got planned? All I know is I'm going to follow His lead. Where He leads, I follow. He sure is a good God. If you stumble upon this podcast, you need to know He is a good God. And He cares for you. And He loves you. And He cares about the little things. And you don't always get it right. But that's okay. He's made provision for you. You just keep on going. Just keep on doing what He's called you to do. He's got you back. I know that's another short one. I'm going to leave it right there. Hey, I love you. I appreciate you. Check out my YouTube channel. I got some new product now. Check out thehunterlogan.com. I'll see you on the next one.
Oh, preacher now.